It's Friday, January 3rd. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Iran's top military leader is assassinated by the U.S. military during a drone attack near the Baghdad airport in Iraq. Meanwhile, two right-wing Democrats join hundreds of Republican lawmakers in asking the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. And lastly, a new study connects climate change to daily weather patterns for the first time.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The United States military assassinated Qasem Soleimani, Iran's top general, in an airstrike at Baghdad's international airport early on Friday, an attack that will inevitably raise tensions in the region. The Pentagon did not provide evidence to back up its assertion that Soleimani was planning new attacks against Americans. The airstrike generated reactions along party lines, with Republicans heaping praise on Donald Trump and Democrats expressing concerns about the legality and consequences of the attack. Some key members of Congress, such as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, a member of the Congressional Gang of Eight leaders who are briefed on classified matters, say they had not been made aware of the attack ahead of time, and it's not clear if any lawmakers had advanced notice of the strike. 207 members of Congress asked the Supreme Court Thursday to consider overturning Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision that legalized abortion nationwide. While the majority of Republican Congress members signed their names under the brief, only two Democrats did the same, Representatives Colin Peterson of Minnesota and Daniel Lipinski of Illinois. In statements, both Planned Parenthood and Narrow Pro-Choice America called out Lipinski for joining the almost entirely Republican list of members of Congress endorsing the brief. Lipinski, one of the last anti-abortion Democrats in Congress, nearly lost a primary race against Marie Newman for his Illinois seat last year, and she is running against him again in 2020.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Scientists have for the first time linked human-induced climate change and global daily weather patterns in a new study. The report, released Thursday by the Nature Research Journal, suggests that measurements analyzing humankind's role in producing incidents such as heat waves and floods could underestimate the contribution people make to such extreme weather events. The study concluded that patterns of global temperature and humidity have human factors and are distinct from natural variability. It also determined that the long-term rise in global average temperature can be predicted with one day's weather information worldwide. Quote, "We've always said when you look at weather, that's not the same as climate," study co-author Reto Canuti told the Washington Post. "Global mean temperature on a single day is already quite a bit shifted. You can see this human fingerprint in any single moment," unquote. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
U-Haul said it will stop hiring people who use nicotine in the 21 states where companies are allowed to consider tobacco use when making hiring decisions. Critics accuse U-Haul of cherry-picking healthier workers to cut healthcare costs. Senior United Nations official Nils Melzer has accused U.S. authorities of imposing a penalty that amounts to torture against former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, who is currently jailed at a federal facility after refusing to testify to a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Earlier this year, a federal judge detained Manning and imposed on her daily fines after finding she was in contempt of the court's order to testify. Melzer, who sent the letter to American officials on November 1st but made the document public only on Monday, is asking authorities in the U.S. to explain how Manning's punishment does not violate international human rights standards. And lastly, CBS News reports that Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson has laid off her entire campaign staff, but is not expected to completely exit the race, at least not yet. Williamson issued a statement confirming she was still campaigning, stating that she, quote, cannot afford a traditional campaign, unquote.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today live at noon or later wherever your podcasts are found.